Track 3, Bancroft Mill Engine House. From water power to steam power. Gradually, as the Industrial Revolution developed, steam power took over from water power, and mass production and the factory system also took over. Steam was more reliable and could drive via line shafting and belts hundreds of looms at a time. This was to be Barnoldswick's future, and soon almost all the spinning and weaving processes could be carried out in one mill. As we shall see later, the building of cotton mills in Barnoldswick led to great social change from what was essentially a small village to a thriving industrial town. I asked Jim Gill of the Bancroft Mill Engine Trust just how big the mill was.
It was quite a decent sized mill, a cotton weaving mill. It had 1,252 looms at one time, and it ran very good quality cotton goods, which were and twill as well, I believe. The quality of the stuff was supposed to be excellent, and they ran from 1920 up till 1978, when the mill shut down.
Bancroft Mill was a late arrival, being built in 1914, and was not fully operational until the 1920s. Hilda Ellsworth was then a young woman, and I asked her what it was like on her first day at the mill.
Can you remember your first day?
Yeah, when I ran, because noise, all that noise, and then when I came into the warehouse to come home, that noise was booming in my head. I thought, oh dear me, I hope I haven't been with tomorrow, but I am. Up at 6:30 and all.
The weaving shed with its characteristic saw-shaped roof was demolished in 1978 to make way for housing. Fortunately, the mill chimney and steam engine have been preserved. Jim Gill of the Bancroft Mill Engine Trust takes up the story.
The weaving shed's gone. It was very much an 11th hour sort of exercise, because the whole mill was earmarked for demolition and housing. And just at the last moment, one or two people who were interested got together and said, well, let's try and preserve part of it at least. By the time they organised themselves, the weaving shed had been pulled down. All the looms were smashed up for scrap. But we managed to save the engine house with its engine, the boiler houses and the chimney, and one or two small buildings as well. And that became the basis of the trust.
If you would like to hear more of Hilda's story of working in the mill, and also learn more about how you can help preserve the Bancroft Mill engine, have a look at our website on www.pendle.gov.uk/stream-and-steam for audio downloads and digital presentations. Go across the road from the mill and you'll find a footpath leading down towards the beck or stream. Walk along the footpath until you reach the small bridge crossing the beck, and then play track 4.